I'm Mike Dougherty. Today is Wednesday, February 23rd. Here's a look at Vermont news from vtdigger.org. After more than 2 years of drafting and debate, the Burlington City Council passed regulations Tuesday night that seek to rein in the city's short-term rental industry. In an 8-4 vote, councilors banned short-term rentals that are operated anywhere besides the host's primary residence, unless the short-term rental unit is in a building with one or more long-term rental units that accept Section 8 housing vouchers. The exception represents a change from what councilors approved in December. The ordinance, which was sponsored by Councilor Joan Shannon, would also set up a registry for short-term rentals and subject them to inspections. Governor Phil Scott vetoed legislation Tuesday that would have closed the Charleston loophole and banned guns from hospitals. In a letter to the legislature, however, Scott outlined what he called a path forward to a version of the bill that he said he would sign. The vetoed legislation would have required a person to pass a background check before purchasing a firearm, whereas current law allows a transfer after 3 days, regardless of the background check status. Scott said he would be comfortable with a compromise of 7 days. Under federal law, if a background check is not completed within 30 days, the process must start over. Vermont State Police are investigating the death of a 73-year-old incarcerated man at the Springfield prison, though they do not consider it suspicious. State police said Raymond Gadriel had a medical history and was housed alone in his cell at the Southern State Correctional Facility in Springfield. State police said they were informed around 6:45 a.m. Tuesday of Gadriel's death. Police said it appears Gadriel died of a natural or medical cause. Per standard procedure, his body was taken to the chief medical examiner's office in Burlington for an autopsy. In response to a question from VT Digger, a state police detective said Gadriel's death did not appear to be COVID-related. Global Foundries plans to move ahead with a petition to become its own self-managed utility, and company officials say it can still comply with Vermont's renewable energy laws. It's an effort by the semiconductor manufacturer to reduce its costs. Last spring, the international company filed a petition with the commission to make its Essex Junction facility an independent energy utility. Currently, the company purchases energy from Green Mountain Power, but Global Foundries said it wants to buy its energy from the regional wholesale market and process it through its own conductors. Last week, the Public Utility Commission denied the company's petition. The commission did not have the authority to exempt it from the state's renewable energy standard. If the company plans to stay within the bounds of the state's energy laws, it can submit a new filing to become a self-managed utility by mid-March. You can find all these stories and more at vtdigger.org.